Gordon Hayward returns, the Celtics trounce the Cavaliers, but Brad still found motivation to inspire these guys, and Grant Williams hits a three. I'm going to talk about it next on the Locked On Celtics podcast. Millie's, let's go.
So hype right now. Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my baby, ma. Anything's possible.
Rain and Jay's back with the vengeance. Back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. This the truth like 34. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. Crowd goes crazy, most in-depth coverage on the daily, mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings, focus like Danny at the deadline, global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line, play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day, trying to stay in tune with the C's, it's the best way. Melly.
It's a Tuesday, and the Boston Celtics are on their way to Indianapolis after a 110-88 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm John Corrales. I'm also on my way to Indianapolis to cover the Boston Celtics and Indiana Pacers, the first of a back-to-back on Wednesday and Thursday. The Thursday game is at home against the Philadelphia 76ers. Again, I'm John Corrales. I cover the team for MassLive.com, so go follow my stuff there. At masslive.com/Celtics, all the best Celtics coverage out there from me and from Tom Westerholm, who joins the show from time to time. If you're new to the show, follow me on Twitter, RedsArmy_John. I want to give a shout out to our sponsor today, Audible. You can get for a limited time 3 months of Audible for $6.95 a month. More than half off the regular price at audible.com/lockedonNBA. More on that in a minute, but more on the Celtics right now. The Celtics, again, beating the Cavaliers by 22. Some of the statistics here, they were led by Kemba Walker, who had 22 in this game. He didn't need to score 22 until things got sloppy at the end. It looked like he was going to have a 13-point game and a nice kind of comfortable day off, sort of, but the Celtics got sloppy down the stretch and he hit three straight three-pointers in the fourth quarter to get himself up to 22 in a hurry and really close this game out. Jaylen Brown had 20 for the Celtics on 9 of 15 shooting, 60%. That's what that math works out to be. I didn't do it in my head. I'm looking at it on the screen, so you can trust me on that. Jason Tatum, 7 of 14 shooting for 19 points, 11 rebounds, a double-double for him. He also added 2 steals, 2 blocks. Nice defensive game for him. Gordon Hayward was back, 7 of 10 shooting, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, a couple of turnovers. Really nice game for him in his return. Nothing overly spectacular. He had a nice dunk and a backdoor cut. And a nice finish on a break from Jaylen Brown, which was a great pass. But starting here with Hayward, I think that Hayward was a nice kind of return. Nothing, like I said, too crazy, but he hit a lot of his shots. He didn't hit the 2 threes that he took, but he was aggressive. He got to the rim. He didn't get to the line, but that's okay. He did what he needed to do in 26 minutes. Brad Stevens played him the entire third quarter, so he was pretty gassed by the end of it, and that was the point of that. Brad Stevens, after the game, said he didn't want to sit him down in that third quarter stretch to try and get him kind of stretched out cardio-wise. The good thing about his injury was it was the left hand, the non-shooting hand, so he could run and do a lot of cardio, but there's just no duplicating any kind of game action in practice. As much as you practice, games are just different, and it's one of those, this is literally one of those things that if you've never played basketball, you may not understand why it's so different, but I can just tell you that it really is. There's an adrenaline that kicks in. The unpredictability of a game just causes this boost of adrenaline that gets you winded faster. You don't know what's coming in practice. You know what's coming, even with the drills, even if you're running drills against or running 5-on-5, you kind of know each other. You know you're not going to try to kill each other. And it's just different in an NBA game. When another team rolls in, your routine is different. You're playing on a different floor. They're out there to try to beat you. They're trying to kill you. They got no nothing. They don't hold back at all. And there's no stoppages that like you have in practice when something goes wrong. So it's just different. And so without playing an NBA game, Gordon Hayward is going to need to kind of get that level of wind back. That's something that'll happen. Not a big deal. So, but playing that entire third quarter was part of the plan for Brad Stevens. Now, Gordon Hayward did have a couple of hiccups, a couple of glitches there. Bumped into somebody, bumped into Jaylen Brown, was kind of in the same place as another player a couple of times. But for the most part, decent game for him. Jaylen Brown was really effective, especially early on. Again, 9 of 15 shooting for him. He was in control to start the game, and then he kind of tapered off down the stretch. In the first quarter, Jaylen Brown had 9 of his 20 points on 4 of 6 shooting, and so only 11 the rest of the way. But I think that's part of what this team is going to be. The Celtics are going to rely on their starters a lot, and by virtue of how this team is built, it's going to be kind of a feeling out sort of thing. And this might play into why they had slow starts for so many games. They're trying to feel things out. They're trying to see who's got it going early. And it may be one guy having a 9-point quarter and then filling in gaps, you know, 3 points here, 4 points here, 4 points there. And then next thing you know, he's got himself a 20-point game. And that's fine. If there's going to be a focus on the defense, the opposing defense, like, they're going to focus on somebody. They're going to pick their poison. So you've got Kemba, Tatum, Jaylen, Gordon out there. The defense is going to have to pick somebody. And if they just kind of not double anybody, not blitz anybody, then whoever has the mismatch, there's going to be a mismatch out there somewhere. That guy's going to get going. And whether it's in the first quarter or the second quarter, what Brad Stevens did in this game is take Jason Tatum and Gordon Hayward out at the 5 minute mark. So about 7 minutes into the game. And then they came back later and then they would run with the second unit. And by doing that, you now give Gordon and Tatum an opportunity to do some damage against another team's second unit. So, and then later on, you bring in everybody else. So, it just so happened that in the second quarter, it didn't work out that way. Kemba had 9 in the second quarter, but just different substitution patterns. You give guys opportunities to get going, and they'll find their way. Gordon Hayward's big quarter was the third quarter. Tatum had 8 points in the third quarter. So ultimately, they're going to end up taking turns to some degree. The starters scored 85 of the 110 points. So that means 25 came from the bench. The bench was okay. Nothing spectacular. Shemi Ojeleye hit a three. That was his 7th straight game hitting a three after shooting 20% from three in his first 10 games. He's shooting 40% since then. And so he went 0-4 his first 9 games from three. And then since then, he's only gone 3 games without hitting a three. So, and like I said, 7 in a row, hitting one, including this one against the Cavaliers. That's big because having Shemi, that means you don't have to put Grant Williams in these situations. The rookie, sometimes he gets into bad habits. You have a more experienced veteran in Shemi Ojeleye. Maybe they send Grant to the G League for a game or two to get his 30, 35 minutes. You just want to get these guys time. When they play for Maine, it's about repetitions. It's about some cardio. Some, just like I was saying with Hayward. If you have an opportunity to take these rookies, Carson Edwards, Grant Williams, out there and say, all right, fine, go to Maine for a game or two. It's not like, oh, we're sending them down to the minor leagues. Just go play your games. I've said this about Carson a bunch. Grant could also benefit. He played 13 minutes in this game. Why not go and get him 30 minutes on maybe during this stretch, this five-game stretch where they're off. Maybe you get him out there for a game or two and get him his 35 minutes. Let him go shoot. Let him get some of those three-pointers up, not just one. Go take four or five, whatever it is. So having Shemmy doing that would really help out with that development plan. Going to take a break, going to come back, talk about the sloppiness for the Boston Celtics, which gave Brad Stevens an opportunity to maybe give like a, I don't want to say inspiring post-game speech, but to make an example. So that's coming up next. Now this, I'm traveling on my way to Indianapolis. I'm going nuts. I just came off a huge West Coast road trip. Everyone is traveling, running around. You need to get a thoughtful gift for people that you care about. It's hard. I don't know when I'm going to get any of my shopping done, but here's a good idea. The gift of Audible. Give them an Audible membership. Now is the best time to do it with a special offer of 53% off your first 3 months. Access an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including bestsellers, motivation, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs, more, whatever you want. You can choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook, 2 exclusive Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else, and you can listen on any device at any time, anywhere with the Audible app. It's great while commuting, at the gym, or on your holiday travels. It's going to be great for me when I'm on a plane. It's a great way for me to catch up on some of these audiobooks. With Audible, you can enjoy easy audiobook exchanges and your own audiobook library that you can keep forever, even if you cancel. Right now, for a limited time, you can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price. Get it for yourself. Get it for somebody that you love. Give yourself the gift of listening. For more, go to audible.com/LockedOnNBA. LockedOnNBA. Audible.com/NBA. So I think one of my favorite authors to read is Robert B. Parker. If you don't know Robert B. Parker, I mean, these books are maybe a little bit older, but Robert B. Parker wrote the great Spencer series of detective novels. He's a Boston-based detective. You're going to read these books, and it's going to be a bunch of things that you're familiar with. He's a great character. You may have seen, if you're a little bit older like me, the Spencer for Hire series. That's what it was based on. But the books are timeless. The audiobooks are timeless. So go ahead and go to audible.com/LockedOnNBA. You can also text LockedOnNBA to 500-500. So you can do that to get Audible, 3 months of Audible for $6.95 a month. Let me make that clear. audible.com/LockedOnNBA or text LockedOnNBA to 500-500.
You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Boston Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
With about 6 minutes to go in this game, it was 92-79 Boston. And that's a 13-point lead against the Cavs. Probably not too worried about that, but Kemba Walker comes in the game after a Jaylen Brown layup. Kemba went boom, 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 3-3-3, all in the span of about a minute and 22 seconds. So Kemba comes in and shuts the door on everything. It's kind of funny because he checked in at 6:47. He checked out at 3:29. So he played 3 minutes in that fourth quarter and just said, I'm kind of pissed off about having to come out here and play again. So let me just hit these three threes and sit the hell back down. Not that he said he was pissed off, because he would never, but Brad was the closest thing to pissed off he's going to be with the media, because he's not going to go out there and badmouth the team in front of the media. But he did kind of sternly say that he was not happy with that stretch. I asked him about things being sloppy with the big lead. And he says it's just something that's normal. If you turn on the TV every night, 27 goes to 17, 15. And this is the quote here. I just told the team afterwards, I said, if you want to be special, then model after Kemba. Because Kemba sits over there, he thinks his night is done, gets put back in the game, drills three threes, and ends it. I mean, special is not for everybody, but that's just different. That's just always ready, always wanting to be called upon, always loving the play. He's not untying his shoes. He's staying ready because he knows this game can change in a heartbeat. And that's true. And I've said it multiple times on this podcast. Today's NBA leads, 20-point leads, are kind of meaningless. There's still this feeling like, oh, 20-point lead, it's over. But it's not. You hit three threes in a row just like Kemba did. What if it was on the other side? You're up 20, you hit three threes. Well, shit, now you're only up 11, and there's momentum. And we were on the other side of that with Kemba last year. Kemba did that to the Celtics last year. So that's, you never know. And there's obviously less of a threat when the Cavaliers are the ones that are trying to come back. However, you just never know who gets hot. Somebody on that team, I mean, it's still an NBA player. So you never know if one of these guys, Kevin Love, still exists. He had a terrible game. I think he's just ready to get out of there. But he could still go out there and hit a bunch of shots. Tristan Thompson destroys the Celtics, so he could put back a couple of shots and be part of a run. Jordan Clarkson, who I'm just, by the way, shocked that he had a game. You look at Jordan Clarkson's game, 19 points on 7 of 14 shooting, 3 of 8 from 3, 2 of 2 from the line. That's just an amazing stat line. I did not think that he played that well. He was kind of comically bad in some stretches, but he's still capable of hitting shots. So it's just like a J.R. Smith out there playing like crap. Dellavedova didn't hit a shot, but if he's on the floor, you never know if he's going to hit a couple of shots. Point is, that sloppy play was just enough. And maybe somewhere in Brad's head, while sitting there thinking like, geez, I wish we could just put them away. Maybe he's also thinking like, all right, this is good because I get to give these guys a little bit of a shot when they're not. When they won a game, that's pretty great. Like they won a game very easily. Without getting too mired in the muck here, they toyed around with their food. They played with their food a little bit here. And they could have won this game by 40. The Cavaliers just lost to Philly by like 47 the other day. This could have been just about as bad if Boston really, really wanted it to be. They were never in any real danger, but they were really messing around enough where Brad's like, all right, Kemba, just close this door for us, please. So we did. So that inspiration is there. It might be a little bit easier to not have those lapses if Marcus Smart is back, and Marcus Smart is, while he was out for this game with an eye infection, I don't know, pink eye or something. Brad said they gave him a drop, whatever. I don't know if he's going to make that trip to Indy, but I'm sure they're going to see how he feels in the morning and see if he can make the trip. I think, as I said in the last podcast, I think it'd be great for the Celtics to rest him that day so he can be on Monday, so he can be ready for that back-to-back. This basically accomplishes that goal, and we'll see if he makes the trip, but having a fresh Marcus Smart on the front end of back-to-back is very, very helpful. So we'll see if he makes that trip. But the guys are looking forward to him being back. It's going to be the first time that they're going to have a full roster in a month. Last time was in San Antonio, so this is a nice stretch for the team to have that, because the Celtics are, they play these two games, and then they have the they have that five game off stretch, which never really happens in a regular season like this. It happened when the Celtics played a game in London, but that was a weird kind of thing. This is just a quirk in a regular schedule. So the Celtics play Indy, Philly, and then they have 5 days off before they face Dallas on the 18th, which, by the way, is an ESPN game. Remember that. That's a 9:30 Eastern start on that 18th. Might not have seen that if you have a printed schedule or your old schedule or something. That's a different, it's a different matchup, a different, it's moved to ESPN because ESPN's slowly taking Golden State games off of their national schedule. So anyway, bring Marcus Smart back, play these two games, give these guys a few days off, like literally almost like a mini All-Star break. Take a few days, go away, get out of the cold, take a trip to Bermuda, do something. Just get off your feet and chill out, relax, come back, have a couple of practices, get back to this next stretch of Dallas, Detroit, Charlotte, Toronto on Christmas, and kind of play out the rest of December, January before the next All-Star break rolls around. So it'll be good for Marcus Smart to be back. Hopefully he's back and ready to play on Wednesday night in Indiana. That, by the way, is a 7 p.m. Eastern start. After the break, Grant Williams hits a three. The Boston bench celebrates, but they get the celebration wrong. Tell you what that means on the Locked On Celtics podcast when we return. Follow us on our social channels at LO Celtics on Twitter and at Locked On Celtics on Instagram. Grant Williams no longer 0 for his career from three. He hit a three-pointer from the left, like right at the break with a little less than 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. It was contested. It was an above-the-break three. But the best part of the whole thing was the bench celebration. I mean, he hits that three and the Boston bench goes nuts. And according to Brian Robb of Boston Sports Journal, when you look at the video, Brad Wanamaker falls out of his seat. And apparently, according to Brian Robb, he talked to Brad Wanamaker and he said the plan originally was for the entire bench to fall out of their seats and fake pass out. And the moment was just so exhilarating for these guys that they kind of forgot to do that. And you see Jason Tatum get off the bench and like scream towards the baseline, and Carson Edwards is going crazy. And Grant Williams is laughing. The whole thing is really hilarious. So I want to play you the post-game interview with Grant. And I'll just set it up by saying, Grant's at his locker. Usually, people who speak after the game, they're brought up to the front of the group. But he wasn't part of the front of the group. Now, anybody who's there is kind of fair game. So I kind of worked my way over to his locker, started to say, hi, what's up, going on, what's going on, how did it feel? And then slowly the media, the rest of the media said, oh, he's talking. And everybody crowded. So you'll hear him kind of saying things to other players. You'll hear him talking about how much media is in front of him. It's kind of stream of consciousness in some ways. But here's Grant's reaction to the reaction of him making a three.
Hey, chill out. I'm 1 for 26.
So, how'd it feel?
It's like another. It's more. It was cool that this team celebrated the way they did.
Outside of that, it was another shot.
So Brad.
Yeah,
so
Brad fell out. Brad passed out. That's crazy. Brad legit passed out.
You guys are gonna want to talk about to Gordon, which to me
was thank you. My favorite player was me getting dunked on by KPJ.
So in my best and worst Black impression, was it the shoes?
I'm guessing it was the shoes. Because in those other shoes, I think I was 0 for 20 something. But the shoes I had on now, I made like 40% in the preseason, Tice. Here I come. I'm coming for the two to 3 points a game, right, Tice? Yeah, Tice. Yeah.
So that reaction
that's what made it fun.
We saw you smile. Like, you couldn't help but smile. You're back on defense. You're sitting there like trying to hold back a smile.
Oh yeah, I was joking. It was just jokes because I knew. I thought they were all gonna fall out. This is crazy, right? I got more media right now than I had my entire life. But I fell out. When Brad fell out and Carson was going crazy, Tice was being Tice, and Taco was in the locker room. I actually felt his energy from on the court from here. So, but it was a good moment, relieving moment. I'll say that. Javante too, you know, Javante. He didn't have my back on the dunk, but he didn't give me none of his hops for athleticism. But I wish.
What has the chatter been like recently?
I just got to be legal, 21, and Brad, that was Brad's nickname for me when I got 0 for 21. It was Dub when I was 0 for 20. There's been a lot of nicknames. I forgot what it was 0 for 22, Catch 22, 0 for 22. But I think I'm 1 for 23, right? Something like that. So we're fine.
Sorry if you've already asked this, but what did your teammates say to you?
Oh, they didn't say much. It was just more so just like mauling, hitting me and everything like that, just smiling, laughing. Being who they are. It's a good camaraderie we have on this team for sure.
Did you hear what they were yelling from the bench when you were
back? A lot of it was graphic, especially Carson, you know. But outside of that, it was a good moment just because they were celebrating me and celebrating. We were up by 20, so it felt good getting the win as well.
That wasn't an easy three.
You got to shoot them with confidence, all right, I guess.
Does it take the pressure off?
I guess so. I'm still going to shoot him the same way I was before, just letting him go. But feels cool to be able to say I made one, right?
Nah,
I turned it over the other time, so I can't say that. But it was. I was about to say, I got dunked on by Kevin. My layup got blocked by Kevin. He had something against me tonight. We're supposed to be friends. But I'm messing with it in terms of the three and playing off pick and roll, like I'm getting more comfortable with it. So
just a lot of fun for these guys. Now, maybe the funniest moment came after that when Jaylen Brown was asked about the moment and the nicknames. You just heard Grant rattling off all the nicknames. Jaylen added one to the mix where he said, yeah, we've been calling him Ben Simmons. Which just floored everybody. I mean, no one in the media could avoid laughing. It's just like out and out, LOL, laughing out loud. Really just funny. I like it's kind of like that rare double-double where he both is busting balls of a teammate and trash talking an opponent all with one shot. I mean, that's a hell of a thing to be calling Grant Williams, saying they called him Ben Simmons. Grant is now shooting 3.8% from three. It's not zero, which is good. It's still not great, but now that he's hit one, I think he's going to hit more. After he hit that, I thought it's going to be full garbage time in the fourth. Like, watch him go 4 for 5. But I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden he goes and goes on a streak. Just like Semi Ojeleye missed however many it was in his first 9 games. Well, he was 0 for his first 9 games. I don't know how many he missed. He shot 20% from 3 over his first 10. And now he's, like I said, he's shooting 40% since then. So who knows what Grant does. It's funny that he was wearing new shoes. That's why I heard him talking about the shoes, which is why I asked him about the shoes and I try to have fun with it in the Mars Blackman. If you don't know the Mars Blackman thing, then you got to go back and listen to some old Jordan commercials. It was the Spike Lee Jordan commercials So if you're one of those young kids that doesn't understand that reference, Mars Blackmon was Spike Lee in a commercial with Michael Jordan saying, "Is it the shoes?" Now, it hurts my feelings that I have to explain that. I hope you guys fully appreciate how much that really bothers me. But I understand that some of you may be younger than me and significantly younger than me and maybe not aware of that commercial. So go look that up because it's one of the all-time great sneaker commercials. Grant Williams has hit a three. The Celtics won a game and all is right with the world. All will be even better with the world if you subscribe. Those of you who haven't, please do, because that really helps me out. You can get these shows directly to your app, directly to your phone or whatever device you use. If you're a subscriber, go ahead and do that. Also, go ahead and subscribe to Audible. Right now, for a limited time, you can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price. You can go to audible.com/lockedonNBA or text LockedOnNBA to 500-500. Okay? LockedOnNBA to 500-500. Text it or go to audible.com/lockedonNBA. Regular subscribers, go ahead and give me that 5-star rating, a good written review. And share the podcast. Tell everybody to listen to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network.